Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, today's futures markets were very, very volatile, and we settled quite a bit lower on the feeder cattle futures and then steady to higher on the majority of the live cattle futures. But May feeder cattle finished 280 lower at 133.05. That was their closing price anyway. And that is the lowest level we've seen, even going through the low 2 days ago, 133.45. And if you go back, let's say a year or so, the low back in October last year was about 127, back in October 19. So still some room to go, but that's a really big sell-off, almost $20 a hundred for the May feeder cattle. August, the next month out, looks like they're going to be down about 320 at 146.65. Disappointing there too. But the live cattle, on the other hand, were 347 in April. Keep in mind today's the last trading day. But so June's now the front month. It was up 22 at 116.27. August live cattle 118.22, up 82 cents. And then lean hogs were up the limit today in the Junes at 109.72. Earlier this week, we had a situation where it was reported that there was some 120 hog trade and 119 live cattle trade. So I don't know if that's ever happened before where the hogs were over the beef. But that's what happened earlier this week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain markets were really strong, 37 higher in the May corn at 739. That's a new high for May corn. Now that we're in delivery, there are no limits on the front month, and so that's why we saw that explosive action. But then you get out into the July, which is the next month, and really the month that the day traders are looking at there, July. It was up the limit at 673 and a quarter. December corn was up 15 and three quarters at 562. So it's quite a bit of discount there to the front months. That September, December corn spreads at 31 cents, up 7 on the day. In the South, Texas, Louisiana, and the Southern corn growers, they could sell corn against the September corn and not just the December like they do in the Midwest. So there's a little bit of an advantage to grow in the South. You get that opportunity to sell it a little bit higher. The beans today were up 31 in May, up 33.5 in July. November were 23 higher at 1341 and three quarters, and they closed on their highs. And then the wheats were 20 cents off their low, with July Kansas City up 9 cents at 703.5. Again, 20 cents off of its low. So a big comeback rally there for the wheat futures, mainly following the corn and beans. December cotton today up 122 at 8506. Currently, the Dow Jones is under pressure here, down about 190 at 33,762.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.